With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tiger Woods was going nearly 90 miles an hour, about twice the posted speed limit on a downhill stretch of road when he lost control of an SUV outside of Los Angeles. That's the conclusion of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, which announced the findings of its investigation today. The February 23rd accident left the golf's superstar seriously injured. Authorities say a former Florida State star football player, Travis Rudolph, has been arrested in South Florida for a shooting that left one man dead and another wounded. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says the 25-year-old Rudolph was charged today with first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder. A use of force expert says Derek Chauvin's weight was bearing down from his knee and pushing into George Floyd's neck the entire time he was handcuffed behind his back, lying face down, and later died. Meanwhile, jurors have been told that Chauvin did receive extensive training in how to properly defuse situations. This is SRN News.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start Program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over two decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama, lady-o.
John, what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. Call the radio.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever noticed that many car dealers start their commercials with, "It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused." At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. In April, you can save up to $6,500 on a new Silverado. Get 15% off the MSRP on a new Malibu or Equinox and save up to 17% on a new Trax. Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP doesn't just stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for the lowest prices in the River Region. Come into the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
At Ligger's Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Ligger's customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Ligger's on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Ligger's good.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After several days of quiet weather, we're getting into a much more wet and active pattern for the next few days. Tonight, if you have evening plans, we're dry. I think the chance of showers and thunderstorms hold off till after midnight. Scattered storms around. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely. Some storms will be strong, possibly severe, with a high temperature up to about 80 tomorrow. And then we'll have additional rounds of showers and thunderstorms at times on Friday and Saturday, too. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Here are the top things your beer would say if it could talk. Let's see. Which one of these uglies am I going to make you wake up next to in the morning? Put the mug away and drink me out of the can, you pompous jerk. Who in this bar should we arm wrestle tonight? You'll never understand how offensive 99 bottles of beer on the wall is to my people. What am I doing tonight? Trying to dissolve a urinal cake. And finally, I look forward to seeing you hugging your toilet again in a few hours. And that was the top things your beer would say if it could talk.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Walking into a situation that I can't say that when I heard the news, my reaction was,
I'm shocked,
that the mayor was unable to keep his scheduled appointment on the Young
Joey
show today. I have talk to my own sources and understand I'm going to respect the confidence and not go into any detail on what may have changed the schedule. But I can tell you this. Announcing this, who do these people, I don't even know them anymore. The city council that passed this resolution to extend the mask mandate, what was that based on? What science? This continued insanity, this... I'm going to use a big word here, abrogation of freedom, especially going into warm weather, which does not help the virus. I'm 3 years of this stuff. It's enough. You've pushed the envelope as far as it's going to go. I want to hear about mutating strains and all this other crap. We did so many things wrong from the get-go, largely because of that little turd Fauci. The little menace. I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci. I'm almost dead. But before I go, I'm going to make sure you have a miserable life. A sexless, loveless, friendless life. Cooped up in your home, hiding under your bed with fear. I read... This just popped into my head. I'm still on Twitter. There's a couple of people I'd like to follow. Candace Owens among them. And... Well, again, going back to baseball, one of my favorite baseball writers, a guy who was in South Florida for many years, now Minnesota, showing up the fact that he's got vaccinated, but he's going to keep wearing the mask until Dr. Fauci says it's all clear.
Well,
and I'm thinking, Mike, you know what came to mind, my favorite drop.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
You're really on board. You really are one of them, aren't you? You're really with the, here's the narrative, here's, you know, you believe everything that you have. Again, it's the same a-holes that bought into the lie that got potato head Biden four Pinocchios from the Washington Post, not exactly a newspaper known for going after Democrats at any level, on the Georgia voting law. And... You know, I understand that interest in baseball here with major leagues, it's the Braves with a bunch of folks, the Biscuits, who are completely removed from this whole scenario. Supporting the Biscuits is not supporting the cabal that's now connected happily with China, Major League Baseball. Uniforms made by Nike now. See that stupid swoosh? The same folks that, you know, use slave labor in China, they just cut a deal with some Chinese wiener media group that's going to put money in the pockets of all the owners. And they turned around and they stabbed Atlanta in the back over nothing. They're looking dumber by the minute. And I can tell you this, the backlash has been intense. But the most disappointing part of all this was hearing the people I've respected who I listened to on the baseball network. Yeah, the commissioner had no choice. My heart sinks to hear any of them parrot this BS. Either, look, we all know what we have to do to keep our jobs, right? I'm having trouble believing they're that stupid, that they're that, as George Carlin would say, willfully ignorant, that the commissioner of baseball had no choice to send a game to a place that has two fewer days for early voting than Georgia. It's all about this stupid photo ID thing. I put something on Facebook last night. I don't have my page up. I would kind of like to see the reaction. It was a screen cap from Fox on Coca-Cola. I guess they were having their annual shareholders meeting or something.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the announcement by Coca-Cola, at the entrance to the meeting, we will verify your registration and request to see your admission ticket and a valid form of photo identification, such as a driver's license or passport.
Yeah. And you know Delta requires ID for your tickets.
I'm getting to that. This is So what, is Coca-Cola racist with their shareholders that you've got to have a photo ID to get into their meeting, but you don't to vote? Is that the deal? Y'all know I'm a big fan of Diet Coke. And when situations like this come along, there's a test that comes with it. And I'm switching. I have a couple of options. I don't have to drink Diet Coke. But I just can't abide this. I'm not gonna support a company that has been, you know, really what they do at the corporate level is they just, the left is organized, well-funded, and they've got people who are assigned to target companies on specific issues. And they can really make a company's day miserable with nonstop phone calls and emails. And it seems like there's an avalanche of support for really stupid ideas. So Coca-Cola, to get them off, to say, you know what? We're this law here. They're not interested in the truth. They're not interested in the reality of the law. They're interested in not having to deal with all these phone calls and emails they're getting from people who probably drink carrot juice. So this is how it works. And the companies, the bigger they are, the easier they tip over for these vicious bastards. At the entrance to the meeting, we will verify your registration. So yeah, I got 161 reactions, a lot of angry faces, and a lot of people saying, yeah, Pepsi, Diet Right, Woca-Cola, good one, Mr. C. Michael Armstrong. I like that a lot. Yeah, let me second that emotion there. Enjoy an ice cold RC. I used to drink a lot of Royal Crown soda with the sugar and everything, but I've had to, and God, there's so many Coca-Cola brands. These companies own so much crap that you can actually switch to a different product, not realizing that it's distributed by the same ass hats that didn't read the voting law in Georgia. This, I'm not obsessed with this. This is a big deal, and it's not, I'm not spending an inordinate amount of time on it because I'm a baseball fan. They, with that decision, they just jerked the rug out from me, Rich Thomas, and many others who are thinking, why are they getting involved in politics? It doesn't even matter what your opinion is. Sports and entertainment, that's why we, you know, actors, why they insist that they have been imbued with some special genius. We don't want our games ruined by the pall of political activism. But they're doing it. And baseball caved in on this, and I think it was a huge mistake. The former commissioner, Faye Vincent, said this was a really stupid move by Manfred, who, by the way, belongs to the Augusta National Country Club, where they play the Masters. The Masters ain't moving. Good for them. Apparently they have somebody there with a set. Major League Baseball as an entity is much bigger than the Masters. The Masters is a huge golf event, but it's one weekend a year and that's it. So this moron that's running baseball, he needs to go. But replacing him with somebody like-minded who's just out to please, you cannot please everybody. You would do more for baseball, probably too late now, but you would have done more for the brand of baseball had you said, we are not getting involved in hotspot political issues. Every city that has a team has stuff going on that's a flashpoint for our fans. They come to us to get away from that while the dust settles on whatever decisions, however these things work out. We need to continue to provide that escape. Thank you and good night. But no. Knee-jerk reaction, pulls the game, and then gives it to a city that actually does not offer the same voting benefits that Georgia's new law permits. But it's the South, you see, and there's an anti-Southern bias literally everywhere. They I experienced that when I came here. You go to Alabama? Do they have the internet there? They think there's Klan meetings on every corner in Montgomery that, you know, it's just ridiculous. Those old things still linger. James is our first caller of the afternoon.
Afternoon, guys. How are y'all? I tell you what, don't feel too bad, Greg. I have a little corner store where I go every morning to get a Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. Well, the last couple of weeks, I've been getting a Pepsi. I've said I'm not going to drink Coke. And they're out of Pepsi constantly. And I asked the guy that runs the store. He said he didn't know what's going on, but he cannot keep Pepsi products in all of a sudden. So there's obviously some movement going on, which I think is a pretty good thing.
Sure. But they're never going to acknowledge it.
Oh, no. But it is. It's out there. And there was also a picture someone put up on Facebook of a Walmart in Illinois somewhere. And all the Coke, all the Pepsi products were gone, and the Coke aisle was full.
So good.
There's something out there. Anyway, don't give up. It's going to happen.
Yeah. No, I... It's like I was reading somebody today who said, well, if Atlanta is such a hellhole of racism, then take the Braves out of there until they get their act together. It's so stupid.
It is.
And at the bottom line, the ultimate insult is that baseball is hurting black people far more than any other group with this decision because of the ethnic composition of the city. The $200 million impact of this game, from pizzerias to Uber to restaurants and everything else, hotels, all of that, is going to impact many more black people.
Oh,
in
certainly.
In Denver, where blacks are a small percentage of the population, it's just so stupid.
It is. Well, anyway, you have a great day. I enjoy your show.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the
call. James.
272-9228, as we welcome Wonderful to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. All right, this is what my brother said. My brother now lives in Kentucky, lived in Alabama. He's a huge, huge, huge Braves fan. Mm. My mom and dad were huge Braves fan. We liked them, you know, whatever. My mother now has Alzheimer's, but my brother will call her and talk about baseball, talk about Braves, talk about who's what. He's here now, and he said, I'm done with baseball. He said, I have tickets for some games. I won't be going. I am done with the Braves. And I guess the whole thing, but... You know, I just thought it was very interesting because that's something I never dreamed that my brother would say.
Well,
but he's done.
Again, you know, me and others who love baseball, it's our passport away from the real world. We can talk about who hit the longest home run and, you know, hey, did you see that game in Cincinnati today or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a diversion. And
right.
Baseball elected to become part of the narrative. And it was a mistake that will have consequences that will last many years. Baseball didn't need this either. Baseball's been, they're trying to find ways to make the game more exciting, more appealing to younger viewers. So I guess they figure, well, all these little social justice warriors, they're not going to games.
No, and like you said, I mean, baseball was a diversion. I mean, it was something that could be, you could go and you don't have to think about what's going on in the world, you know, and now it's all, it's just, you know, it's crazy. We're all going crazy.
Yeah, well, in our case...
Well, I'm not going crazy.
I'll tell you what, in our case, it's whether or not we want to go for the ride. And
right.
I'm not inclined to want to do that at the moment.
Right. Can I tell you about it's a YouTube video that I saw that is the best I have seen. It's a doctor that is, you know, he's giving science about what's going on with COVID and how you can do it. I mean, it has relieved my anxiety about the whole, you know, COVID and whatever. And I'm going to His name is Dr. Ryan Cole. And there's a 28-minute, he does research at a Cole, whatever, medical research institute. And he makes more sense, you know, about, and one of the things, this type of thing, he says, if the vaccine is going to work, why do we have to wear masks afterwards? You know, and he talks about outside and sunshine and that a virus runs its course and it's over in 6 to 8 months. But this, you know, this insanity, it just made a whole lot of sense. So if you take the time at some point to listen, Dr. Ryan Cole, the 28-minute one.
How do you spell is Cole spelled K-O-H-L like the store?
Or? No, C-O-L-E.
C-O-L-E, okay.
Oh, C-O-L-E, yeah.
Wanted to ask. All right, thank you. We appreciate the heads up on that. Wonderful. In the meantime, Wookie, I'll be with you in a second.
That's what he wants to talk about.
Okay. It's still going to have to wait.
Yeah.
There are people who are dealing with real-world problems brought on by lockdowns, shutdowns, business closings, and other unexpected stuff that, you know, when we went sailing into last year, everything was in great shape. Nobody saw this coming. Nobody saw it lasting. You know, oh, we're going to extend the, you know, safer at home. And we got another 30-day sentence today, which I will be very interested to see if that's even, who's got the power here, the governor or the city? Didn't make many friends with that move today, that much I can assure you. But if it's put you in a financial black hole, I urge you to think about doing what I've had to do twice in my life. And it's never, you know, nobody ever wakes up and says, well, it's a good day to file bankruptcy. But the laws are there to protect you from the abuse you receive if you fall behind on bills, to protect you from losing your home and certain properties. There's a way to get through it and navigate it and come out on the other side clean, whether you go Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. It's certainly worth looking into and not living with this financial nightmare. Turn it over to somebody who has got great experience and incredible pedigree at helping people. That's Chuck Granger, Granger Legal Services, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, GrangerLegal.com. You don't even have to speak to anybody. Just visit the website. They've got some exercises you can go through to check to see if you're a candidate. Things that will at least be helpful and give you some information. And like I said, I was mortified that I found myself in this position, but I'm very glad I had the option to do what I did. The laws are there to protect you and your family and your home and certain specific assets so that you can get through it and not be wearing a barrel on the other side. Some people were lucky. I'm one of them. I was able to continue working and earning a living. But so many other people saw their businesses shut down and powerless to fight back until they were given permission, which is sick, by some kind of government figure. God help that idiot baseball writer I was talking about. Until Dr. Fauci gives the all clear. Holy I mean, this is what we've been dealing with. These are the people that are destroying economies in cities, states, and individually. So if you're one of them, put your pride to the side and make the call and find out how they can help you at Granger Legal. GrangerLegal.com or call 260-0500. Chuck is a great guy. He's sort of like Morris Capuano is to mortgages. He's perfectly suited to his passion in life, which is this work. And I urge you to give it full consideration. It certainly worked for me. And Wookie, what's up?
Hey, buddy. I was planning and in the stages of trying to get everything ready to add an awning onto the front of my house. Had good contractor lined up, guy that I trust impeccably and everything, but he can't give me a quote. And the reason he can't give me a quote is because the price of lumber just keeps going up and up and up. and it seems like there's no end. He sent me a picture at Home Depot, a three-quarter sheet of plywood is now $98.
What?
$98 for a sheet of plywood. Now, admittedly, that's the good grade of it, you know, no cheap stuff. But that used to be, you know, $40.
Yeah, no, I'm not a lumberjack, but I'm kind of familiar with those prices. I've had to buy plywood and stuff. That's outrageous. Holy cow.
Yeah. And, you know, it's all tied to the fuel. The fuel cost of transporting it, the fuel cost of milling it, the fuel cost of making it and everything. It all goes back to him shutting down the pipeline and everything else like that.
Yeah, Eddie Bader has told us about the damage it's doing to home construction. And I spoke the other day about that development that was selling houses ahead of construction, pre-construction prices. They're obligated to sell the houses at the prices they're contracted for, but guess what? They're losing money on them because the cost of lumber has gone up that much.
I remember you talking about that. And that's bad for them. And, you know, it's bad for my guy that I want to do my own in, because it's gotten to the point where I'm going to have to tell him, well, look, I'm just going to have to hold off. And so that puts him out of work.
It's crazy. Absolutely insane. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
Hey, yep.
Red Top, I need you to hang on. It's 331 already? Wow.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit Mr. Handyman or call 219-8599.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The Alabama Baseball Coaches Association welcomes to Montgomery National Baseball Hall of Famer and former Atlanta Brave Tom Glavin. Get your tickets now for the 12th annual First Pitch Dinner and Silent Auction, May 3rd at the Montgomery Renaissance, to benefit Miracle Leagues of Alabama. Title sponsor, Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hey, everybody, this is Tom Glavin. I'm looking forward to seeing you May 3rd in Montgomery.
COVID safety protocols will be observed. Get your tickets today at albca.org.
Do you have experience in the screen printing industry? Or are you interested in learning a skilled trade that caters to your creative side as well as your organizational skills? Then American Classic Designs is the place for you. With over 30 years of experience in the screen printing world, our locally owned business values our employees as much as our customers. Our production department houses four automatic presses and multiple manual presses to ensure maximum efficiency for long runs while also being able to accommodate smaller runs. We are currently accepting applications on our website at www.goakd.com, as well as our Facebook page at American Classic Designs, that's classic with a K, or come in and apply in person at our Montgomery office located at 241 Mendel Parkway off Atlanta Highway behind Budget Car Sales. Or call us at 334-277-8433. Come join the AKD family, where the first impression always matters.
Time for traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedman.com for a free quote.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic pretty busy around the Boulevard right now. East-South Boulevard from Troy Highway all the way to Norman Bridge congested, as well as East Boulevard and I-85. A lot of traffic on Taylor Road from Vaughn up to I-85. And, of course, we've got our normal outbound traffic on Congressman Dickinson and Northeast Boulevard feeding 231 to Wetumpka. No new accidents to pass along at the moment. The old ones are clearing up, and we'll keep you updated if you'll keep it right here. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Alexa with Not Headline News. Dolly Parton got her second dose of the COVID vaccine. Now the only thing that can bring her down is gravity. Kim Kardashian is now officially a billionaire. Her agent Satan gets 10%. A Florida man was charged with drinking Four Locos while giving Botox injections without a license. To me, the most shocking thing about this story is that neither an alligator nor a python was involved. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game will be moved from Atlanta to Denver. It's moving to a higher altitude and an even higher fan base. And finally, my boss Jeff Bezos retained his title as the world's wealthiest man. And to celebrate, he's buying every single Amazon employee a brand new pee bottle. And that's not headline news.
It is 3:36. We turn to Red Top.
Hey, good afternoon, and I just passed by the radio station and the sirens going. I guess you probably cannot hear them in there. Wednesday tornado, regular alert.
Oh, the test?
Yes, the test.
Well, that's what Rich Thomas says. Don't wait for the siren. I can't hear it in here.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. And everybody's so locked in and shut in. You can't. I don't hear it inside my house either. But we have so many weather people with their coats off in Montgomery, we don't have to worry about the weather horn. you got to admit, we got some weather coverage in this town, buddy. Montgomery's always been a big media town since the 50s. I guess because it's a capital city and was so involved in the civil rights thing. Got an environmental warning for you folks. Yesterday I was up on my ladder spraying 16 feet, and the wasps are extremely aggressive this year. This little guy got under my mask and stung me on my jugular vein on the left side of my neck.
Oh, my gosh.
While I was 16 feet up, and he got a great spraying of latex paint. He is no longer going to sting anybody. But my warning is this is unusual. They usually don't sting like this until they build their nest. Now they're everywhere, and they're extremely aggressive. They will bite, and it ain't no fun, guys. The whole side of my neck and bottom of my face swelled up for about 4 hours.
Hey, man, I went out, this is 2 years ago, I went out to grill some stuff. I already lit the grill, too. As I walked towards the grill, I got stung by one and then swarmed. And I ended up with 16 or 17 stings on my hand.
That's a nasty fever you got from that, wasn't it?
Actually, I wish I had butt paste handy. I would have survived it better. But you know how I got out of it? Fortunately, I always keep a can of wasp spray right there on the table next to the grill. So I'm spraying like crazy while I'm running to the pool, and I just jumped in.
Good idea. Well, I encourage folks to spray around their back door lights and stuff like that. They're nesting everywhere, and, you know, some people are a lot more allergic than others, but still. Well, what's dangerous about this is like when you get shocked. It's not what happens when you get stung or shocked. It's what your reaction is to it makes you fall down or hurt yourself. You know what I mean? So be careful, folks. And that's just, and by the way, got another cat last night, so the chicken population should be going up soon again, Greg.
Okay.
Thank you, fellas.
Thanks, Red Top. I don't have to hear the sirens in here because I have Rich Thomas, who will either call me or come up from downstairs and say,
"Out."
That's the Greg Budell warning system. Speaking of Rich, we'll get his forecast in a moment. Warm today. I have not missed a day with the bike. We're almost 100 days into the year.
That's great.
And even on days where I felt like not good, I have at least gotten out and ridden around at a pace because I would feel awful if I lost a day. But I'll tell you what, I'm sure glad I got a nice cool house to come back to because it's getting warm and humid again. And I got to get in touch with Clark's at 277-2125 and schedule my spring tune-up. This is a must-do A, it, you know, the Clark's Club membership is a $159 investment that pays off in many ways. Number one, two annual tune-ups. Asking somebody to come out and do that on an a la carte basis would cost, in most instances, more than that. Just for one visit, you get two with Clark's before each seasonal change. The guarantee of priority service on any heating, AC, or plumbing issue that comes up, and then a discount on parts and labor, and that's significant. Because we, in the span of 7 days, had to replace a garbage disposal, a drain pipe, the working parts that go in the tank of the toilet, and we saved $180 on the cost of those items, including the new garbage disposal. So it does pay for itself, and they're a phone call away, because those things never happen at a time that's particularly convenient. So get yourself a membership. Their employees are the best at what they do. Everybody is thoroughly background checked, drug tested on an ongoing basis to take that extra measure of certainty that the people going to your house are the best. And they are. You'll pick up on that the first time they're there. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Ivey says the state is shifting to personal responsibility in the fight against coronavirus. Today, she issued a slimmed-down health order that has few restrictions, but encourages people to continue to take precautions, such as voluntarily wearing masks. Alabama's statewide mask order expires Friday evening. The governor also asked Alabamians to respect businesses that will continue requiring masks. The city of Montgomery's mandatory mask mandate will stay in effect for at least another month. The city council voted last night to extend the mask mandate for an additional 30 days after the statewide mask mandate expires. Several current and former Montgomery police officers leveled allegations of mistreatment, bullying, and retaliation against the department's leadership. They voiced their concerns before the mayor and city council last night. A city spokesperson says the legal process for personal concerns is now underway. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After several days of quiet weather, we're getting into a much more wet and active pattern for the next few days. Tonight, if you have evening plans, we're dry. I think the chance of showers and thunderstorms hold off till after midnight. Scattered storms around. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely. Some storms will be strong, possibly severe, with a high temperature up to about 80 tomorrow. And then we'll have additional rounds of showers and thunderstorms at times on Friday and Saturday, too. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sober in four words or less.
What a bunch of crap.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I was going to make the most electrifying story, Joe Biden's announcement. There's something coming soon, maybe today, about executive orders on guns.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
You have been very impressive in that regard in just almost three months. I mean, I didn't think anybody could be as destructive and stupid as you. But and why?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
And he thinks he's doing the right thing.
Clap for that, you stupid bastards.
Clap for that, you stupid bastards. Don't you know we're doing this for you? Funny line, too, in the reaction to what's her name? Rachel, Little Bo Peep.
Mm-hmm.
I got that picture from Rosie, by the way. I got to share this because it's really funny. Referring to the picture of Rachel Levine, our Deputy Human Health and Services Secretary. If that creature is a woman, then my AR-15 is a garden rake and a Thompson submachine gun is a leaf blower. Just saying. I thought I might get some blowback on that. I'm sorry. That's not normal. That may be normal to Rachel, and they're trying to sell it as normal every freaking day.
He does not look healthy.
On top of everything else, yeah. Overweight, pasty, just. But it's more important to have somebody representing an aggrieved group in America than it is to get somebody that knows what the hell they're doing. How'd it work out in Pennsylvania? He was part of the political process there that's like New York and Michigan and New Jersey sent seniors to their deaths by allowing infected COVID patients to go to nursing homes. And now he's running health for everybody, so we should all be electrified about that. But the story that has my attention, and there was even speculation that it may have had something to do, not from Joey, but this may be why the mayor was unable to join Joey today, because they're up to their ass in alligators with accusations, including in MPD, misappropriation of funds, bullying in the police department, retaliation, bullying, who's bullying who, and who's retaliating for what? This is, you know, can we do a little digging here and find out what this is all about? Cover-ups and discrimination in the Montgomery Police Department. The accusing officers have retained legal counsel and have filed suit against the city of Montgomery. That's putting your career on the line when you sue your employer. So they must have full faith in whatever they're alleging. But what's interesting about the coverage that I've seen on this story up till this point, no details, which means the details are being purposefully hidden about the retaliation, about the bullying, about the misappropriation of funds. So, like everything else, instead of getting answers, we got to guess what's going on. Anybody that has legitimate insights on this? Because I can guess. I'm not going to do that. Montgomery officials have not stated how they plan to respond to the accusations. This is a big freaking deal. This is our police department that's suing its employer over some pretty serious stuff. So what's going on? Tonight we heard the accusations by individuals. There's a legal process for personnel issues, and that process is ongoing. In the meantime, I don't see how this helps the police perform in their most important function, which is to serve and protect us. And I met a lot of our cops. Very impressive group. I'm inclined to want to very much hear what they have to say about this and hope that it gets fixed or addressed. If you have an electrical need that needs to be fixed or addressed, Mr. Electric is the team to call. By the way, they're looking to build that team with more certified master electricians. Fantastic company to work with, growing. And for you as a consumer, this is a field where you want certified masters, the very best. And by the way, their customer service model is excellent. How do you like it when they say, we're going to come out at a time that's convenient for you? That's a great way to run a business, at the consumer's convenience, and not say, we're going to give you a window and during which we may or may not show up. How many of you have spent an afternoon waiting for somebody that never came, you know, to do some kind of a service? Rosie's raising her hand.
Yeah.
So they do everything right, and then the people they have are the best at what they do. So whether it's installation, repair, by the way, they'll check up your home's wiring and fuse panel for free. Just ask 245-1566 or visit Mr. Electric of Montgomery.com. 245-1566.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
353.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic very busy on East South Boulevard from Troy Highway back to Baptist. We're seeing a lot of congestion now on Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. A lot of folks coming out heading home on 231 to Wetumpka. And we're pretty busy on Taylor Road, I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. No accidents to report at the moment. Your new Toyota's waiting for you at Reinhardt Toyota. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
I love overpriced stuff. Avocados, designer t-shirts, artisanal water, you name it. That's why I get my internet from the other guys. Paying more for the same stuff. What could be better?
Wow is better, because for just $29.99 per month, we give you the super fast, reliable internet you need and the awesome customer service you deserve. Switch to Internet 100 for just $29.99 per month. And now, learn how to get $150 on us at wowway.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today.
Why pay more than you need for name brand food items? All you need to do is shop the Food Outlet in Prattville, Millbrook, and the Eastbrook Shopping Center in Montgomery. At Food Outlet, everything is at cost, plus 10%. The Food Outlet is locally owned, and they're dedicated to giving you name brands without taking such a chunk of your paycheck. Listen to these specials, good through April 13th. USDA Family Pack Chicken Thighs, only 83 cents a pound. USDA Rump Roast, $2.82 a pound. You'll find USDA First Cut Pork Chops, $1.11 a pound. The 20-ounce loaf Sure Fine Sandwich Bread, 69 cents. The 24-ounce Kellogg's Raisin Bran Cereal, $2.76 a box. The 5-pound bag of Russet Potatoes, $1.93. Get a 6-pack of half-liter bottled Coke products for only $2.50. Save every day at your locally owned Food Outlet in Millbrook, Prattville, and Montgomery. Food Outlet opens 7 days a week, 7 till 9. Pay cost plus 10% at the Food Outlet, 720 East Main and Prattville, in Millbrook, 3543 Highway 14, and the Eastbrook Shopping Center, Montgomery.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And Neil Smith, an old butt buddy. Are you here, Neil? Neil, I miss you, man. I miss you.
I still can't believe he's the president. It's really not funny. I just can't. Because a year ago, Trump was a freight train, an unstoppable freight train, delivered on all the promises he made, had the economy roaring at such a level that even when it had to tank to adjust to the 2 weeks that's now over a year to flatten the curve, it still came roaring back, and look at it now. And this treasonous, despicable, sick media complex in America is naturally giving Joe Biden all the credit because he's just such a mastermind these days. Did we ever talk about Jill's Easter outfit?
Yes.